It's a minute past eight on Wednesday, the 27th of November, and you're listening to Morning Ireland with Fran McNulty and Cathal McCullough.
The headlines. Figures today suggest that more and more people are facing the prospect of losing their homes. The first insolvency case involving a family with mortgage borrowings has come before the courts, and it's reported that the Irish woman at the centre of a slavery investigation in London is the daughter of a man who helped break the Enigma code used by the Nazis during World War II. Brian Jennings has the news in full.
Focus Ireland, which works with people who are homeless or are at risk of losing their homes, has recorded an 18% increase in the number of callers seeking help in the first 10 months of this year, compared to the same period last year. The charity has called for more effective measures to be put in place to protect people from being left on the streets. The findings will be presented to its annual conference in Dublin, which will be opened by the Minister of State for Housing and Planning, Jan O'Sullivan, this morning. Sharon Gagan reports.
So far this year, Focus Ireland has supported 9,237 people who are either homeless or at risk of losing their home, up from 7,819 during the same period last year, representing an 18% increase. The charity has also seen a 43% increase in the numbers seeking its housing advice services, up from 2,973 to 4,248 since last year. Ahead of its annual conference in Dublin today, Focus Ireland is calling for urgent action to stem family homelessness and to deliver affordable homes to those in need. The charity says more people are at serious risk of losing their homes due to the recession. In Dublin, the number of homeless families recently doubled from 8 to 16 every month, affecting nearly 200 children.
The first insolvency case involving a family with mortgage borrowings has come before the courts under the new system established to tackle the country's personal debt crisis. RT News has learned the case came before Trim Circuit Court last week, involving a family in the Leinster area with over €600,000 of borrowings. Our business editor David Murphy.
Until now, insolvency cases before the courts have not involved mortgage debt. However, this one does. The family's personal insolvency practitioner, Dungarvan-based Mitchell O'Brien, said he was confident of a successful deal. The borrowers have mortgages, unsecured debt and buy-to-let property. Last week, Judge Mary O'Malley Costello granted a protective certificate. That means there will be 70 days to negotiate an arrangement with seven creditors involved. The lenders would have to agree to a deal at a creditors' meeting, which is likely to happen before Christmas. It's expected this will result in a significant write-down of mortgage debt.
Germany's two main political parties reached agreement on forming a coalition government in the early hours of this morning. After talks lasting 17 hours, Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservatives agreed terms with the central-left Social Democratic Party. 2 months after Chancellor Merkel's election victory, the agreement, if confirmed, would enable her to form a government next month. The 59-year-old Irish woman at the centre of a slavery investigation in London is reported to be the daughter of a man who helped to break a code used by the Nazis during World War II. The Daily Telegraph names the woman as 59-year-old Josephine Herivel and says she is the daughter of mathematician John Herivel, who was a key figure in the team who cracked the Enigma ciphers in 1940. She was educated in one of Northern Ireland's most prestigious second-level schools. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
It was last week that allegations surfaced in London about a house where three women were for decades allegedly held against their will. Investigations are continuing and a man aged 73 and a 67-year-old woman have been questioned by the police. Today's Daily Telegraph is claiming that one of the women found in the house in Lambeth is Josephine Herivel, who is in her late 50s. This report emerged in British media hours after Scotland Yard again said it would not be naming those at the centre of the investigation. The Telegraph said Josephine Herivel is one of three daughters who were educated in Methodist College Belfast, one of Northern Ireland's most famous schools. Her parents, John Herivel and Elizabeth Jones, had a remarkable background. During the Second World War, they were both at Bletchley Park, the British code-breaking centre in Buckinghamshire. Her father was one of the key figures in breaking the German Enigma ciphers. A native of Belfast, he returned home after the war and taught for a time at Campbell College before moving to Queen's University. He retired to Oxford in 1978, and his contribution to code-breaking only became widely known in the years immediately before his death in 2011. In her late teens, according to the Daily Telegraph, Josephine Herivel was known as a talented musician, but friends lost contact with her after she moved to London in the 1970s. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, Belfast.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron has said the European Union needs to restrict the right of its people to work in whichever country they choose. He said there's deep concern about how many people may come to Britain from Bulgaria and Romania when restrictions are lifted in January. Mr. Cameron sets out details of new measures to make it harder for EU migrants to claim benefits if they move to Britain. He says out-of-work benefits will not be paid until a migrant has been in the UK for at least 3 months. Migrants will have to prove they're working and won't be able to claim housing benefits straight away. Beggars and people sleeping rough will be deported and barred from returning for a year. 150 jobs are to be generated in County Mayo by a company providing health services. Northgate says the positions will more than double its workforce in Ireland. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath.
Northgate is a private company specialising in the delivery of public services. It operates a newborn hearing screening programme for the HSE in maternity hospitals and runs computer file management systems for several other hospitals. The company plans to create 150 positions over the next 3 years at a new facility in County Mayo. A final location is yet to be chosen, but it's understood the firm will set up in an existing premises in the Castlebar area. The jobs will be in the information technology sector. There will also be a number of support roles for existing services provided by the company here. Recruitment is expected to begin early next year. Pat McGrath, RTÉ News, Galway.
Now the time is coming up to 8 minutes past 8.